Okay. First agenda item for today is skates. We were originally scheduled to choose a final alternative for Amendment 3 based on public comments, the DEIS analysis, and recommendations from skate advisors in the committee. Some of you know who are on the skate committee that canceled that meeting last week for various reasons, the primary reason being a series of correspondence that we've received with the regional office. Just for your information, behind tab 13, document number 7, there's a series of letters, the most recent of which is on the top, November 6th. The correspondence started back September 9th. There was a letter from Nancy Thompson to Pat Kirkle with some major comments concerning the DEIS for the skate FMP. On October 24th, Paul Howard responded to some of those concerns. And then on the cover of document number 7 is a letter from Pat Kirkle back to Paul Howard and the council that essentially requests or suggests, I'm not sure what the right word is, that the council delay taking final action on this FMP, this amendment, until after the Data Poor Working Group concludes its review of skates. I believe that meeting is, final meeting of the Data Poor Work Group is going to take place in a couple of weeks, 7th and the 8th. The week of December 8th, okay. And as Dr. Weinberg told us yesterday, we can expect to see the results of that working group by the middle of January, mid to late January, okay. As a point of background, the committee's met several times over the past year. Some of the meetings have been joint with the advisors. We developed a range of alternatives, and we have gone out to public. We had a public comment period. We had public hearings. The results of those are contained behind tab 13, starting with document number 4 is the oral comments from the actual hearings, and document number 5 are written comments, so the council has an opportunity to review the public's response to our draft EIS. Document number 2 behind tab 13 is the actual public hearing document. I think it was put together very well and explained the contemplated actions in the amendment. In fact, some of the members of the public commented to the council that indeed the format was very, very appealing and made it very easy to understand the alternatives that are being contemplated. So after public hearings, the council was slated to have a joint committee AP meeting last week. And as I said, after reviewing the letter from the service, I made the decision to cancel that meeting. So we don't have recommendations from the committee or the AP for preferred alternatives at this point. And in my estimation or my judgment, I felt that given the issues raised by the service and the request or suggestion that we wait for Data Poor to conclude, that it was indeed prudent to not take final action today. However, that's a decision for the council to make. We can still take final action today if you want to, but before we even get to that place in this discussion, I would ask the service or Andy to guide the council through some of the issues that have been raised in the correspondence, the issues with our DEIS. So I'm not sure if Pat, you'd like to guide us through that letter.
No, as far as I think, you know, that was a good summary of how we got to where we are at this point. We, based on, we understand that given resource constraints, the resources that we were able to devote to the skate PDT were somewhat limited, and as a result, things went through the SSC that might not normally have gone through the SSC. And as a result, we ended up with this, the concerns raised by Nancy in her September 9th letter. And at this point, the regional office feeling on this is that the record isn't quite clear enough, and we need to deal with some of these technical issues before the council takes final action. I'm not in a position to go through the technical issues. I know Andy's in conversation with the folks at the center, and I think he's in a better position to speak to those specific. But our sort of general issues were just that we make sure we have a very clear record before the council takes final action.
Okay, Andy, is it clear to you what the issues are that we need to strengthen or clarify in the document?
Well, I've been through at least 8 days of the Day of Poor workshop, and I'm not sure what's going to come out of the meeting on December 8th, or even what's going to be tabled at the meeting for review. There are some catch issues to clear up. The Data Poor workshop looked at different ways of attributing landings to species and accepted two methods, so we really have two catch streams. The issues that were in Nancy's letter from what the PDT did were addressed. What the PDT did before was technically inconsistent with the survey, but it didn't seem to matter that much. Nonetheless, it was done a different way. There were some different choices on coal selectivity patterns for landings that were chosen, and I think the two data streams came closer together. I guess the real surprising issue is that during the Day of Poor workshop, different and new discard estimates were tabled, and they are substantially different than what had been given to the PDT before. They're much higher, as much as double. The previous discard trend indicated a 65% decline in discards from 2002 to 2006. The new estimates do not show that trend, and the discards remain high. The Data Poor workshop really didn't go through a rigorous review of the new estimation. And just speaking from my own perspective, my professional opinion, I'm not sure which one's right. I was skeptical of the earlier one, and I'm just as skeptical of the new one. I don't think the Day of Poor workshop is necessarily going to go through that level of review, and I'm not sure what the appropriate body would be to do that going forward, whether it be the skate PDT or some other group. There are some TAL monitoring options that the service has raised some questions about. We held a special, somewhat informal staff meeting to discuss some potential solutions. We held that at the regional office sometime, July or August this year. Some two new options came out of that meeting. They were circulated to the group, which included regional office staff, the policy group, included Fishery Statistics Office, included law enforcement. Their comments were received, incorporated into the amendment document, and that's what we took out the public hearing. The two options are pretty simple. They require a slight modification to the data reporting system one way or another, either through expansion of the IVR system or a minor modification to dealer reports. We could use this time to try and see if we can smooth out some issues as well on that. The social impact analysis was another comment that was made. That's been worked on. There's some draft material in the binder here that was given to me by the social group down in Woods Hole. I received some more material as early as or as late as yesterday, and they'll be folded into the SAFE report and the environmental impact statement. I don't know how the trends in the new trends in catch and landings and discards will affect the catch biomass median estimates, and whether the positive relationships between that ratio and biomass changes will continue for winter thorny and smooth skates as they do in the DEIS. That hasn't been done yet. Obviously, it would have to be redone. If the data poor workshop, the data poor workshop is also evaluating new models, which different reference points may be consistent with the new models, and the existing reference points may be inconsistent. I don't know how far things need to be taken in this amendment. If the data poor workshop comes out with entirely new model estimates of fishing mortality and fishing mortality reference points and biomass reference points that are different than what we have. Question is what then becomes best available science, and you know whether is how that plays into the role of the SSC as well. What I have remaining is some timeline options, and just run through a summary of public hearings and comments if you'd like me to do that later or take questions now.
Yeah, I think we'll get to that, Andy. I just want to remind the council that the SSC did meet on Monday, and Dr. Cadron did give us his report. They did tackle the skate issue, as they were asked to do, and recommend that council members take a look at that report. It's just two pages as we move forward. So there remains technical issues about catch monitoring options that we have in our document. I'm not sure that we're going to settle those here today. I think we need to continue to have a back and forth between committee and council staff and the regional office and the science center on that issue. But as you point out, there's some fundamental issues that may change as a result of the data poor. And those fundamentals, if they change one way or the other, could have profound impacts on the assumptions that we've made and how we arrived at our TACs and everything else and our trip limit options. So as you'll see in the public comment, as Andy goes through that, that was an issue of concern for the public, was the levels that we were recommending that the fishery be brought to. So if those fundamentals change as a result of data poor, it could change the outcome and the predictions and the alternatives that we have. So I think that was another reason that we might want to wait for data poor before we take action today. Dr. Pierce.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, you indicated that perhaps we should continue somewhat today with our discussions about skate, maybe even hear the public comment, but you did indicate as well that the committee meeting was canceled, the advisory panel meeting was canceled, and as a consequence of that, I think that certainly the advisors are under the impression that we're not moving forward, and I know there are some that would have been here today if they thought we were going to deal with skates, but they knew we weren't. At least that was the indication. So I would strongly suggest that, you know, we get on to groundfish and we put skate aside for now until it goes back to the committee, and the committee is in a position to respond to the data pool workshop, which, and all the issues that were raised by Nancy Thompson and, of course, reiterated by Pat. And I'm very appreciative to them in particular for, you know, the initiative that they showed to sort of bring things to a slowdown until we could get that information. Since I read the problems with the methods for calculating MSY, OY, ACLs, these are real significant problems that that we hope will be addressed at the data pool workshop. So I recommend we don't get into the discussion of the public comment. I'd like the committee to hear that first, and then through their doing what they're supposed to do, we'd be in a better position as a council to then move forward with this amendment to skates.
Let me be blunt, Dave. I wasn't recommending we should take action. However, what I was trying to convey was that we certainly could if the council wants to, but I don't recommend it. Paul Howard.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. This is the first plan that we're going to submit, with ACLs, AMs, and some monitoring issues in there in compliance with the new Magnuson Act. So it may be beneficial to just discuss briefly what are the accountability measures in there quickly, and is there any problems with monitoring? I heard there may be problems with monitoring a trimester quota and things like that. If that's the case, we should know, since this is our first plan and there'll be several others to follow.
There are two types of accountability measures proposed in the document. There's a hard TAC method that would require the service to monitor not just landings in real time, but also discards and estimate discards, much like they do, it's probably a bad subject, but yellowtail flounder. And when the catch would reach a high proportion of the TAC, under that circumstance, the skate possession would go to zero. The other alternative, which is a target TAC, in which the landings would be monitored against the TAL, and discards would assume to proceed at a constant level compared with past history. And when the landings reach a high proportion of the TAL, the skate possession limit would decline to the incidental limit, 500 pounds per trip. There's also an option in there to use the proposed time area closures simply as an accountability measure as well, in alternative two. The trimester monitoring is a special case in alternative four for the bait fishery. The bait fishery spoke strongly in favor of the trimester monitoring to reduce the effects of a long closure period on the lobster fishery. There were strong comments that the council needs to seriously take into account the effects of the quota system on the lobster fishery. And I will point out that there is an economic analysis of the effects of decline in supply to the lobster fishery within the DEIS. I do have just an outline of possible approaches and their effects on their timeline, if you'd like to get into that at this time.
So Andy, all those triggers to where you'd trigger possession limits and trigger quotas that are hard quotas, trimester, and things like that, all those triggers need monitoring, and right now there's no issues with those?
Well, there are some issues. In some cases of other plans, They're monitored with the IVRs. There have been some issues with that. The trimester monitoring in the bait fishery, more frequent monitoring is different. I guess there's questions whether the service has, can do that job that way. There's also a question of adding a field to the dealer report, which indicates whether the vessel had made a wing trip or a bait trip. So the service knows how to attribute the landings to the TAL limits, not dependent upon product form, but based upon the type of trip that the vessel made and whether it complied with the size limit for the bait fishery or not as well. So there are some things to iron out.
So my point is that we should address all these monitoring issues before they come to the council. So it appears to me we have tons of monitoring issues, and we have them in all our plans, and that what we ought to do is make sure they're all resolved before we vote on anything, and that means resolved that the service can implement what we want to do. And I don't think we have enough dialogue about that. And I encourage committees and PDTs to make sure that if we're going forward on something, we're working hand in glove with the service that they can implement it.
Just to reinforce what Paul said, we do have some serious monitoring concern issues. In fact, I think that some of what's being proposed in the amendment goes beyond what we think is necessary in some ways. It would create a burden on the industry and the agency that's just not necessary. And so we do want, we have a strong interest in working out those monitoring concerns. And we have a model that we think would be appropriate and would work better for the agency and for the industry. I also have a concern about the preferred alternative AM. I'm not sure I would call it an AM because, frankly, an AM implies that there's some sort of automatic action. And the preferred alternative AM at this point requires a framework action, as I understand it. So that's not an accountability measure. So we do need to talk about that some more, too.
Okay, it's obvious we have a lot of work to do here. I don't sense anybody here is chomping at the bit to start making motions and take action today. So unless I'm wrong, raise your hand. We'll move into ground fish, as Dr. Pierce suggested. We'll take another look at skates in February, assuming that things line up timeline-wise. Okay. Thank you, Andy. Rip and Tom show for the rest of the day. We'll take a quick 5 minutes to let them set up.